Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Well, Christine Holgate has finally resurfaced, the ex-CEO of Australia Post, and she has really broken her silence in quite a spectacular way before the Senate inquiry. And she was saying that what the Prime Minister did to her is some of the worst acts of bullying she's ever witnessed. Christine said that, unfortunately, she had suicidal thoughts after this. She said the PM should have called her privately, not aired it publicly. Look, I get both sides. Of course, she was, it's the Cartier watch scam where she was giving it to employees. But I do think she makes a good point. She says, how come I was ousted so quickly and publicly and unprofessionally, yet Scott Morrison is the first to cover up and keep the jobs of many people that aren't even alleged at the moment, that have been accused of all kinds of misdemeanors in Parliament. Mm-hmm. So a very, very good point from Christine Holgate.
Yeah, I think referring specifically to Andrew Lamming.
Yeah, exactly right.
Understand.
Yeah.
Well said.
Plenty in the sports news. Again, you know, the Gold Coast Titans, unheard of. Not making a change to their side this weekend.
I was going to say, it's Manly unchanged and favourites on sports bets.
And they've done it a few times this year, so it's great to see the consistency, and that's what you want in a footy club. Not like the Sharks at the moment. Oop. The Cronulla Sharks sacked their coach yesterday, John Morris. After only a few years, he's taken it to finals. Not only that, I think, you know, bad look for the football club, bad for the fans, the members, everybody who signs on to really back him for the year, but for the club to send out a text message to all the players to tell them that their coach has now been sacked but still turn up to training is absolutely disgraceful from a football club.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Ants and Mozzie season post rain. They're actually spraying. The council are spraying at the moment. It's in Mudjabar, Molondina. Oh, there's one. Ow. Mudjabar, Molondina and Merrimack. And they are begging you, please go around and empty all those little bottom parts of the pots and the buckets that are around there, because they really do contribute. They say that to us in Mudjabar. There's a great big swamp at the bottom.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, isn't it?
And I've gone down the bottom of the yard to empty that pot.
Have they not been to Firth Park before?
It's the size of Sydney Harbour. Anyway, good on you, council.
And that is what you need to know.